You've been asking for more deep dives on digital privacy, and well, we found a case that's blowing up right now. It all circles back to Telegram.
Yeah, this whole thing with their CEO getting arrested, it's really got people talking.
It feels like more than just another tech scandal. This really pulls back the curtain on, I don't know, how much pressure governments can put on these messaging apps.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's get into it. You shared this article from WebPro News. Telegram will give governments more data. What is it about Telegram that's so different from like the WhatsApps and the Signals of the world?
Well, Telegram, they've always been known for this kind of this hands-off approach, almost like we're not going to get involved in what you're saying, what you're doing on our platform. They really push themselves as like this haven for privacy, you know, a place where you could communicate and not have to worry about big tech or big brother, you know, looking over your shoulder.
So like the Wild West of messaging apps.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, that attracted a certain type of user, right? We're talking journalists in countries with, you know, strict regimes, activists.
Right, where maybe that privacy is even more critical.
Critical, exactly. But the flip side of that is, you know, sometimes illegal content was able to slip through the cracks because there wasn't that moderation.
And that brings us to this arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France. Now, this wasn't just a, you know, a slap on the wrist.
No, not at all. French authorities basically accused Durov and Telegram by extension of basically helping to spread illegal content. And this sent shockwaves really through the tech world because Telegram had this image, this aura of being, I don't know, untouchable. Like they were the one platform the governments couldn't touch. And suddenly, boom, their CEO's arrested.
It's almost like this arrest was a turning point for them, right?
Absolutely,
Like they
yeah.
had to reevaluate.
They had to respond. And that's what we saw almost immediately. Telegram making these concessions. They, you know, they announced these changes, saying that they were going to cooperate more with government data requests.
Okay, so what does that actually look like, though? What are we talking about here? What data?
So essentially, it means, you know, governments could request things like phone numbers, IP addresses, all these digital breadcrumbs that we leave behind.
And that can be used to like track people's online activity.
Exactly. And this is, remember, this is a complete 180 from where they were before. Before it was like, we don't hand over data, period.
So it feels like they're trying to play both sides, right?
Right.
Trying to make governments happy, but also hold on to those users who were drawn to them because of this, you know, this firm stance on privacy.
And to really kind of unpack this whole thing, we have to talk about end-to-end encryption.
Because that's kind of the heart of it, isn't it? Like that's the big question mark with Telegram. For those of us who, you know, aren't tech experts, can you just break down what even is end-to-end encryption and why does it matter so much these days?
Sure. So imagine this, right? You could send a postcard, you could send a sealed letter. Anyone could read a postcard, right? But that sealed letter, only the person with the key can open it. End-to-end encryption is like that sealed letter for your digital messages. It means that only the sender and the recipient can see what's inside, not even the messaging service itself.
So with Telegram, by default, our messages are more like postcards unless we go out of our way to add that extra layer of the envelope,
Yeah,
basically.
got it. Yeah. And that's really where the issue lies, right? Telegram, they do offer end-to-end encryption, but it's not the default. You have to, like you said, you have to manually turn it on, unlike like a WhatsApp or a Signal.
So they technically could read our messages unless we turn that on.
Exactly. And that's what makes their earlier stance of like, oh, we can't moderate content a little bit, you know, a little bit questionable because, well, you have the ability to see what people are saying if you wanted to. It seems a little contradictory.
It's a tightrope, isn't it? I mean, it feels like they're really trying to walk this tightrope between, like you said, making governments happy and keeping these users who came to them for a very specific reason, you know, on board. Can they really have it both ways, though? I mean, is that even possible in this landscape?
That's a great question, and this is where it gets even more interesting, because it's not just Telegram facing these pressures. Like, we're seeing this whole debate about encryption and data and privacy play out on a global scale.
Well, you're talking about Ukraine banning Telegram on official devices, right?
Exactly. Ukraine banned it, citing these security concerns, you know, talking about the potential for Russia to intercept communications. And it really highlights this much bigger conversation that's happening around the world right now.
It's like this whole thing just got very real very quickly. Like, we're not just talking about, you know, hypothetical what ifs anymore. This is really happening.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it really raises the stakes for everyone, especially if you're someone who, you know, uses Telegram every day.
So for those listeners out there who are thinking, okay, I use Telegram, what does this actually mean for me? What should they be considering right now?
Yeah.
It's a good reminder to be like really aware, right, of the technology we're using and how it could affect us, our privacy.
Yeah.
I think if you use Telegram and you really value that privacy, now's the time to sort of step back and think about like your priorities.
So weighing the convenience that Telegram offers,
but
right?
Yes.
All those features against the potential risks.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just using it to chat with your friends, maybe you're not too worried. But if you're having conversations that are, you know, a little more sensitive, things you wouldn't want anyone else to see, well, then you've got to make sure you're using that end-to-end encryption, like every single time.
Switching from the postcard to the sealed letter.
Yeah. Exactly. And even beyond that, you know, it might be worth thinking, are there other platforms out there that might be a better fit for your needs? Like Signal, for instance, they've got really strong privacy settings right out of the box. They've built a reputation on
that. Yeah, it's all about making those informed choices, right? Knowing what matters to us and picking the tools that align with that.
100%. I mean, we're seeing it right in front of us. The rules can change. The landscape can shift really quickly. It's on us to stay informed, to ask those tough questions, and ultimately to choose the tools that match our values when it comes to these really important issues of privacy and security online.
This deep dive into Telegram has really been eye-opening. It seems we're at a crossroads with digital privacy. So as we wrap up, here's something to think about. In a world that's only becoming more digital, more reliant on these tools, how much are we willing to compromise, to give up, in the name of convenience? It's a question that doesn't have one right answer, but it's one we all have to consider as we navigate this, well, this constantly evolving digital world.